You are listening to the Social Security Administration's Ticket to Work podcast series. Get answers to your questions, access information and resources, and receive expert advice on work incentives and the Ticket to Work program.
Ticket to Work success stories highlight the achievements of job seekers with disabilities who found their path to a better future with help from Social Security's Ticket to Work program. These stories feature real people who used their ticket to achieve financial independence through work and provide an inside look at their journey with the ticket program. Through these stories, you can learn about their experiences, their challenges and concerns, and most importantly, their success. We often reconnect with some of the people we've previously profiled to catch up and to learn more about their journey to financial independence. Today we are talking with Rob McLean. Rob received Social Security Disability Insurance, SSDI, due to kidney failure and related health complications. Before his disability interfered with his ability to work, Rob ran a towing and trucking company that provided employment for many folks in his hometown. While he was receiving Social Security benefits, he earned a college degree and decided to participate in Social Security's Ticket to Work program. By 2011, after recovering from a successful kidney transplant, Rob wanted to return to work. With assistance from his state vocational rehabilitation agency and his employment network, Employment Resources, Inc., Rob found work with Wisconsin's Department of Transportation. Since 2012, a larger paycheck and Social Security work incentives have allowed him to achieve financial independence. Rob, it's great to have a chance to catch up with you today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. I'm honored to be with you again.
So, Rob, it's been a while since we last talked about your experience returning to work. Can you bring us up to date and tell us how things are going for you?
It's been very well. I've been going, working a lot of hours and getting back into my lifestyle of being able to work, not being dependent on Social Security as a primary income. I'm able to do a lot more things with my job. I have been trying to go up the ladder within the state, trying to get promotional. I've been having interviews as a team leader and as a supervisor throughout the state. I've been continually pushing myself to better myself at my job. A lot of experience is coming to me now. It's being able to work with the public has been awesome. And in my hometown, I've been able to continue my work with the community and to help others try to help others to help them to try to get over their problems and concerns that they have with a lot of medical issues or ways of getting off of Social Security as well, or to help them answer questions that I went through when I was disabled to help ease their questions to find the right answers and how to go about doing it.
So let's talk about that a little bit more. So there are other folks in your community that are in similar situations that you were in previously. So how exactly are you helping them, I guess, overcome these challenges?
Well, a lot of the challenges that people have is that they don't, is the fear of not knowing, the fear of what's coming towards them. I have my sister is going through possible kidney failure as what I have. So I'm constantly answering questions and trying to help her get through to let her know what's coming up and to try to ease her mind and to make things, you know, a better outlook for her. In the community, there's been so many, even through work, of the ways of people having kidney failure, possibly going to have to be going in dialysis.
So do these folks feel better after talking to you and hearing that you've had a positive experience and made the transition back to work?
Yes, I know when I first started when I was working, and I was trying to, all the fears of, you know, what do I do? Am I going to be able to pay my bills? Am I going to be able to, what's going to be my expectation of life in the future of working? And Social Security and Medicare, I felt, was a lifesaver once I got into the system and I understood what was, you know, what was expected of me. But then after I had the challenges there come down to reality, I just worked through them day by day. I had a lot of resources. I had a lot of professionals to help guide me, and I searched them out. I didn't sit and wait for them to find me. I searched them out to make sure that my life, I could get back to work, because I'm a person, didn't want to sit there. And I like to do more things. I like to be more self-sufficient. And after I found out, after I would have a transplant, that I would be able to go back, was a great outlook for me. And was a great, you know, to be able to know that I'd be going back, try to make a, set goals and things like that to come through.
That's great. So what kind of ongoing assistance have you had from your employment network, ERI?
ERI has been continuously helping me with financial opportunities, of making sure I get a supplement payment of $200 a month. That goes towards my, if I need fuel or car payment, or my education, trying to pay for my education that I had just taken. Anything that will help support me to keep me financially going. And it's a big plus. And any kind of anything that I need, supplement with resources, or if I continue having problems, they're there for me to help. And Kate Kingery is one of my resource managers. And any questions or anything like that, I can call her at any time. I email her sometimes at 5-6 o'clock at night, and I get a response. Must be monitoring emails. At any time, I could get an answer back if she's available, and she gets back to me immediately, which is awesome, knowing that there's someone there to help me like that.
Well, that's got to be comforting to know that assistance is there when you need it. So it sounds like, from what you said earlier, you have some new opportunities at work. What kind of successes and challenges have you experienced in your professional life since participating in the Ticket to Work program?
The state's been really, really overwhelming in a way of trying to help you stay healthy. Obviously, just like any employer or any employment, you have your challenges on your job, but you have to, at least you have the knowing that once you get past that probationary and you get back into work, you've got to know that the goals are coming. You set your goals and even the challenges, just like any other job, you can have them challenges, but you got the time to take care of them challenges. ERI is there to help assist you to keep going on that path you chose. And right now, they asked me to present the organ donation presentation for the Northeast region. That's all of the state employees in the whole entire Northeast region of the state. And I was able to give a lecture on organ donation and what to expect, and how to, as an employee, the reasoning behind pushing for the organ donation, or not as long as pushing, but as much as to inform and to help the person that's up to the counter, to get them to realize how precious a donation of that is, and to help them make a decision by informing them of what it actually is, what it's about, pretty much the who, what, where, when, and how of organ donation. And I got to sit up there and give a lecture on behalf of the state of Wisconsin for our region, and I was honored to do that.
Well, that sounds like quite the honor. Congratulations on that.
Well, thank you.
It's kind of a very interesting intersection of your personal experience with organ donation and the DMV that is the organization that manages people that volunteer for that, right?
Correct. We have by state statute where we need to ask about if the person wished to be an organ donor to get the reality of what some people, they come up, they don't really understand it, to help educate them, help make, you know, help them, give them the information for them to be able to make their decision, and then to actually have the decision given is a big plus.
So what has changed in your life outside of work as a result of employment? Have any opportunities opened up as a result of your job?
I've had many many opportunities in the way of for advancement. I've been trying to advance in my job. I have been involved with many community events. I've been real active with our fire department.
So, Rob, if we check in with you again in a year or so, what would you like to be able to tell us about working at that point?
Just that I have most of my goals, that I'm still independent. I'm still pushing forward in my life. I'm still enjoying life to the fullest every day. That my goals are being met on a consistency. If one of my goals do put me back, I'm jumping ahead to overcome that negativity to make it a positive. I feel that I have some financial goals that I've been doing to stay independent, and the consistency of ERI being there to help me get through this is a big thing.
Well, we may have to give you a ring in a year or so to see if that's where you are. So, wrapping things up, what advice would you offer to someone who's considering the Ticket to Work program?
Try to get back to work. Try to be independent. Always look forward for the future of going back to work, being independent, and become very, overcome your obstacles and be the best you can be with the help of, use the help that's there to help get you through things.
Well, that sounds like great advice from someone who's been through it. Rob, thank you for speaking with us today. We really appreciate you sharing some of your experiences with the Ticket to Work program and our listeners. Currently, Rob is in the third year of his Extended Period of Eligibility, or EPE. We've discussed EPE in more detail in a previous podcast, but in a nutshell, EPE is a work incentive that provides 36 consecutive months of continued eligibility for Social Security benefits while you work. You can learn more about work incentives by signing up for a free Work Incentive Seminar event, or WISE, webinar on choosework.net/WISE. Like Rob McLean, don't let the word fail be part of your vocabulary. With support from Ticket to Work, Rob and many other Social Security disability beneficiaries have found their path to a better future. Find yours. Visit our website for more inspiring stories and to learn how Social Security's Ticket to Work program can help you. Visit www.socialsecurity.gov/work or call the Ticket to Work helpline at 1-866-968-7842 for voice, or 1-866-833-2967 for TTY. Stay tuned. Sign up to receive updates on our 2014 podcast series at www.socialsecurity.gov/work.